What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Picker, host of the Paul Picker Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Commonsense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today I'm going to react to the interview with Tucker Carlson and Ice Cube. Apparently, Ice Cube is taking a lot of heat for this, which is really hypocritical because, you know, a lot of people don't want to allow Ice Cube to come on a platform for a sit-down or an interview. So when somebody does offer a platform, I guess he's supposed to not just go. That just sounds like they just want to censor Ice Cube personally. But before we get into that, I'm going to give you a word from PromoPalace.biz.
Motion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, product, brand, or service, please go to promopalace.biz. All right, let's get into it. Tucker and Ice Cube, Don Mega.
Doing an interview with anyone, you're doing an interview with me. Obviously, you're going to take abuse for doing that. Like, why would you do that?
Because I think it's silly not to talk to people. I think whether we agree or not,
right,
that has nothing to do with it. You know, it's like, this is what it's...
Yeah, let me stop right there. This idea that you're only supposed to bring on people to do interviews that you only agree with 100%. What? That's the dumbest shit I ever heard. I mean, like, if that's the case, then nobody should be doing no fucking interviews. Nobody should be interviewing anybody because nobody agrees 100%. You know, it's like Breakfast Club saying, yo, we can only bring on musicians that we agree with 100%. That's crazy. And that makes for, like, terrible TV, you know. That makes for a terrible sit-down when you agree on every single thing. Let's keep it moving.
It's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's debate. And you know, I've been shut
out. Wait, that sounds like right-wing extremism and whataboutism.
But I've been shut out. You know, some platforms will not have me on.
Why?
They don't like that I'm, you know, an independent thinker. I'm not part of the herd. I'm not part of the go along to get along gang, so to speak. So, you know, I'm an outsider. And so, you know, I'm not part of the club. So I have to go places for one that I'm welcome.
Yeah.
And where I can voice my opinion without somebody, you know, saying I'm a bad person and that they never want to have me on their platform again.
Yeah, let me stop right there. Yeah, like if these people are sitting there saying, hey, well, we don't want Cube on our platform, and then he goes on somebody else's platform that welcomes him, what the fuck are they bitching and complaining about? I mean, shut up. Get, you know, you got your panties in a little bunch, you know, because all it is they want to censor Cube. That's what this really leads to. They don't want him to come on their platform, and they don't want him to go on anybody else's platform either that they disagree with, because they just want to censor Cube, you know. And nah. So it only makes sense to just go on platforms that you're welcome. And why would you want to go on a platform where people are going to constantly attack you and berate you all the time? like, or if you know they're already going to attack you, berate you. If you can't just have a civil discussion, a civil sit down, you know, and things of that nature. Let's keep it moving.
Platforms have banned you.
I've been, you know, I tried to go on The View. They didn't have me on The View.
Why?
Well, a few of the guests just really didn't like where I was coming from. So, or a few of the hosts, I mean. So that's what I was told by the producers. You know, I don't know if the producers was just copping out and using some of the hosts to not have me come on and explain myself, but...
You'd be a good booking for them.
I've been on there before.
Yeah.
You know, it's just when I've became an independent thinker, when I've, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't follow their brand of politics, I guess.
But if you can't think for yourself, then you're not really.
You know, Ice Cube has always been an independent thinker. But when he says independent thinker, he don't mean that he just became an independent thinker. He means his thinking is independent of the people who don't want him to come on their platforms. That's what he's really saying. Some people might would take it as, oh, he just became an independent thinker. Nah, he was an independent thinker back in the NWA days. But he's basically means that his thought is independent from theirs, and that's the problem, you know.
Really free, are you?
No, you're not. Of course you're not. But I've been excluded. I've been excluded on Oprah, you know. On Oprah, yeah. I've been excluded. Yeah, man.
I would think you'd be the person Oprah would want to promote. I mean, you grew up in South Central. You were successful at a young age. You have dignity. You say what you think. Like, I thought that was the goal.
Me too. You know, I don't know what it is, but, you know, several of my, you know, I had a movie called Barbershop. You know,
yeah, I remember
that I wasn't invited to participate with the cast. I produced a show called Black White.
Like, I love Barbershop, but I didn't know that. He said he wasn't invited to participate with the cast. Like, he's literally, you know, the main guy in Barbershop and all the parts. Great series too, hilarious. Cedric the Entertainer is great. I mean, can you imagine that, like, being the star of the movie and you're not invited to participate? You talking about trying to blacklist somebody or blackball somebody. That's it right there. That's fucked up.
And it was a very controversial show. And once again, they had the whole cast on, but I wasn't invited. So I don't know.
On Oprah's show.
Yeah, so I don't know what that's.
But Oprah's obviously a saintly, godlike figure who's revered by all decent people. Why would she exclude you?
I really don't know. You know, that's something that I would love to find out. But I can't tell you. You know, if there's a single thing that I've done or said to her.
Have you noticed that it is more controversial to criticize Oprah than to burn the American flag?
Really?
Seems that way. I've never heard anybody criticize Oprah.
Me neither.
Do you think it's political or do you think it's deeper than that? I mean, you're not like a right winger.
No.
No?
No.
You don't even seem that political.
No, I'm not really. I'm pretty much, you know... just want to do right by the people, you know. So if that comes through political means, that comes through the private sector, wherever it comes, you know, I'm down to work with whoever's down to do something right for the people.
So I remember reading you say something along the lines of, I didn't vote for Trump, I'm not a Trump voter. You actually attacked Trump at one point, but you were willing to meet with Trump. Do you think that crossed a line?
I think some people didn't like that. But I think it's idiotic. You know, enemies meet.
Right.
You know, they talk. I'm pretty sure.
Let me stop right there. Enemies meet. There's a lot of times before wars, especially back in the days, leaders of the armies try to go together. Hey, yo, you see what I got over here? We about to fuck y'all up. You can surrender now or let the women and children and everybody go. Da, 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 da. You know. Even after the war, enemies meet. Sit down. All right, we whooped your ass. We still gonna let you live and run the country, but we're gonna put sanctions on your ass. You know, like, what's the saying? The purpose of war is peace. If the purpose is war is peace, enemies have to sit down and meet at some time before or after the battle, you know? So he's right on that. Like, we're in a society where if you dislike somebody, you can't have a civil conversation with them. Because, and you disliking them based off of their political beliefs. You haven't really sat down with them, had a conversation with them, hung out with them, and see if you actually could enjoy their company. You know, like, just because somebody's a Democrat doesn't mean I can't sit down and enjoy their company. Unless they feel they can't sit down and enjoy my company because I don't align with their political beliefs. That's the thing. I don't judge friends based on, are you Democrat? Are you Republican? Are you Libertarian? Like, what kind of shit is that? Just keep it moving.
But there's some communication between Russia and the Ukraine right now. Somebody's on the phone talking to somebody, trying to
work shit out, trying to come work up shit with out.
A solution. So we just got to talk. That's the only way we're going to work this out. You know, I know when the talking stops, the fighting starts. You know, a lot of people, they, you know, think I'm a...
I like that.
You know, Republican, I'm a right winger. just because I was willing to speak to the Trump administration, I mean, and I was willing to speak with the Biden administration as well, you know.
Have you?
One guy in the administration, but it didn't go anywhere. You know, it was basically a, you know, take my temperature kind of call.
Blow off.
We'll get to it, like, but, you know, they never got to it or never planned to. As a matter of fact, the guy left the administration, so, you know, after talking to him for a year or so, he was gone, and then, you know, we were left really with no one to continue the conversations.
What do you think of Biden?
I don't think he's giving the people who put him in exactly what they thought they were going to get from him.
That's an understatement. Ice Cube is just trying to be nice about it. And I'm with Ice on this. Like, there's probably a lot of people that would think I'm Republican or conservative, never voted Republican. Might, though, because I do like that Vivek Ramaswamy cat from so far from what I'm hearing come out of his mouth. He's saying all the right things and whatnot. So who knows? But, like, you know, to you actually vote for one side, you can't really label somebody something. And people always want to put labels on people. You know what I'm saying? I like to say I'm not libertarian either because they're a little delusional. I'm probably, you know, a little bit more what Ice Cube probably is, Elon Musk, kind of more in the middle. Not over here, not over there, but, you know, kind of more in the middle, but not so much delusional like libertarians. You know, like, they believe in no war. I mean, it sounds good, but It's not realistic. Let's keep it moving.
His most loyal voters, according to the polls anyway, are black voters, particularly black women. Mm-hmm. And those numbers don't seem to change. So no matter what happens or doesn't happen. So do you expect they ever will change?
You know, whether they become independents and not vote for anybody who's not bringing it, you know, it's like people want your vote. They have to do something to earn it. If they don't earn it, why are you going down there and pulling that lever?
Because the other side hates you. That's the pitch they make. We may suck, but the other side hates you.
You're supposed to dance with the person you brought.
Yeah. You know?
And the person that brought you to the dance, you guys are supposed to dance together. And if that doesn't happen, you got to go find another dancing partner before the night is up and the music stops.
I didn't really like that analogy, but I get it.
I mean, obviously, she's a great politician to be able to become.
Definite overstatement. Because I know what he's about to say. She's a great politician, become the first female vice president. But we all know it was about diversity, inclusion. Let's keep it moving.
Become the vice president of the country. I don't know how effective she is at her job.
What's your view?
So you sit there and say she's great because she got the position, but now I don't know if she's good at her job. That doesn't sound like she's too great of a politician.
The police at this point.
It's the same. You know, it really is, you know. It's like looking at, like, what's your view of the military? Like, they're the military. They're always going to be the military. If I asked you this in 1946, you'd be like, they're the military. Yeah. So it's a fraternity. It's an organization that does things a certain way. And I think their philosophy sometimes is detrimental to the people they're serving, because I think cops have a win and make it home philosophy. Win whatever battles you have in the street, make it home at night. And that's actually the most important thing. And everything else, people's rights, doing things the right way, you know, being totally fair and square all the time and not, you know, being a little aggressive, you know, all that comes second to win the encounter, make it home at night. And you can't really fault somebody for thinking that way as a police officer.
I'm glad he said that. I mean, because you got to apply common sense to common knowledge. I mean, yeah, everybody wants to go home. You know, it's not like a guy flipping burgers at Burger King really has to worry about too much. Am I going to make it home from flipping these burgers? You know, what? He might get a little bit of grease burnt on his hand or something, but he'll be all right. It's not like you're going to lose your life flipping burgers, cooking fried chicken, stocking shelves, checking out groceries in the grocery aisle, you know, but they are the, you know, only job besides maybe flying like pilots and whatnot that is like really, really like dangerous, you know, and they get paid almost like regular people wages to possibly get shot at, you know, and you got regular jobs that making more money than them, like in a private, in like office jobs or something, corporate jobs or something. They're making more money than them and they never risk their job. You know, lawyers making more money than cops, and lawyers have never really risked their lives like a cop. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. I mean, that made a lot of sense what he said.
But that's the philosophy. So everything else comes second to that. So, guy might not care if he violated your rights. He's gonna win this encounter. He's gonna make it home tonight. And that's all that matters. And sometimes I think that's what we see is an organization hell-bent on winning and not a fraternity or organization hell-bent on upholding the law and doing anything right or by the book, so to speak.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's just the nature of that fraternity.
Maybe of organizations.
Yeah. You know, it's they come with a philosophy and, you know, you can try to buck it if you want to, but more than likely they're going to get you out the way and stay in formation.
Do you think that it's harder to be a man in America now than it was when you were a kid?
Yes. Saying what you feel, being yourself, is what they call toxic. You know, we shouldn't be called toxic for our instincts and for, you know, I was born this way. What are you talking
about? Instincts. Let me chime in on that. I'm a laws of nature guy. You know, male instincts have pretty much been the same since the beginning of time. It doesn't matter if it's male or female instincts. Well, female instincts have changed over time. They've changed. Male instincts have been typically the same, you know, and it makes me think of this video I was watching of Kevin Samuels was trying to explain to a woman who had a kid. She's like, I was looking for a husband. And he was like, no, you're looking for a stepfather. And he didn't get it. And he broke it down to laws of nature. He's like, you know what a male animal does when it comes into a pack with a female? And that female has cubs that ain't his cubs. They either kick the cubs out of the pack or he kills the cubs. You know, instinct. It's been like that. You know, that's the thing. They literally want to change everything about a man. You know what I'm saying? They want to, because women have changed. Women are feminine now. They want to play the roles of men, so they want men to play the roles of women. That's really what's going on. They want women to play the roles of men and men to play the roles of women. So that's what he's talking about, you know.
Talking about. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Why can't we be ourselves? We were born this way, too.
So there are some groups, like if I say I'm trans, then people say, that's great. You were born that way. We affirm you.
Which is bullshit. They weren't born that way.
But if you say I'm just a dude with male instincts, you're not affirmed. You're attacked.
Yeah, I mean, everybody doesn't really have to affirm you, you know? If I wake up and say, you know, I feel like a pigeon. And I want everybody to treat me like a pigeon. Some people may say, whatever, Q, we treat you like a pigeon. But some people may choose to be like, dude, no. That's your
world. Yeah, go pigeon your ass over there.
I'm not part of it. And I have to be ready for that.
And that's what's going on right now. Somebody is having a delusional mind state, thinking they can become something they can't. And they want us to conform to believing and accepting and agreeing that they can become that. You know, like you said, you want to identify as a pigeon. Take your pigeon identifying ass over that way or that way, you know, but get the fuck away from me. Shoot.
It's a big world out here. Everybody doesn't have to adhere to me.
That's called narcissism, right?
Yeah, yep. Seems like it. Seems like you. You're trying to bend the universe
to your will.
To your will. And it don't work like that.
We've been talking almost all day now. You haven't mentioned race a single time. We've mentioned economics, rich and poor, a number of times. Do you think that we overplay the role of racial conflict in American life?
Yes. I think race, it takes up too much space. There's people that we all have in our lives who are same race that we can't stand. And there's people in our lives from other races that we get along with way better. So it's not about race. It's not.
Sounds like the story of my life. What he just said is people of the same race we don't even get along with. And people of the opposite race we get along with so much better. I have how many white friends? Like real legit white friends. Going once, going twice. Zero. When I got hit by a car, how many of my white friends came to see me in the hospital? Going once, going twice. Zero. Fuck them motherfuckers. All my brothers from another mother came to see me. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, not all of them, but the ones that matter the most. The ones that are most close to my life, my most inner circle. All came to visit me. I had family members, which are same skin color as me, didn't come visit, you know. So, yeah, he's on the money with this one.
Not about color and gender and this and that. It's about who do you connect with, you know. Who do you vibrate with, you know what I mean?
Who's on
the same wavelength? Who wants to be the same kind of person
as you?
Who wants to do the right thing when you want to do the right thing?
I like what he's saying here. Like, that's the thing. Like, I heard something one day. You are the company you keep. I don't hang out with negative-minded people. I don't hang out with full-time criminals. Out here gangbanging and, you know, robbing and stealing. And no, like, I surround myself around positive-minded individuals that work legitimate jobs, have legitimate businesses, legitimate goals, aren't looking to get in trouble, just trying to take care of their responsibilities. Just trying to better their life, be more successful, make more money, and do it the honest way. Let's keep it moving.
That's who you connect with. So I think a lot of people make a lot of money off of the racists fighting against each other and bickering. And they the ones who push it in our face all the time that we're separate. And
does feel like there's more of that, doesn't there?
Yeah, it seems like it's
a lot.
It's like
more.
You're stuck in a bad movie and you can't get out. Like, you can't find the exit, and it continues to play on the screen.
Yeah.
And you're just running around looking for the exit, and this bad movie continues to just haunt you. Day by day by day by day. You know, that's what we're caught in.
You know, I'm not going to play the rest of the video. It's really hypocritical what's going on with Ice Cube. I mean, you got these people that don't agree with what he's saying here. I agree with everything Ice Cube just said. Everything, single thing he just said, I agree with. I don't think there was one thing he said that I don't agree with. Not one. But you got these people that, you know, if they don't, if you don't agree with every little single thing that they agree with, they don't want you on their platform. They always talk about, you know, deplatforming people and cancel culture. See, this is the thing that kills me about, you know, liberals and their hypocrisies. Like, they're always quick to try to cancel culture and deplatform. But when conservatives are boycotting, you know, like Bud Light, where's the liberals coming out to support Bud Light? Where's them trying to offset? And, you know, cancel culture, the thing about cancel culture is, yeah, you can make a riff and endorsements can cancel you, but if you're in the business of, like, say, the music business, the only people that can cancel you is your fans. Like, someone, like people said, DaBaby got canceled. Yeah, some of his fans maybe have canceled listening to his music. But for the most part, I mean, DaBaby is still making a shit ton of money. Still one of the richest young black Americans in the history of hip hop. You know, he made money quick like that. And I was actually doing promotion for the Baby 21 record. I got the last little bit of his budget while they were negotiating a deal with the label already. And whatever they gave me was really because they were just trying to spend out all the budget. He was already in there like swimwear. What I did had nothing to do with him getting on. And instantly, I mean, I didn't even know who he was before I started working the record. Knew he was negotiating a deal, started working the record with whatever budget they gave me, and already had a ton of traffic on it. And he signed his deal, and next thing you know, he was taking off just like that, you know what I'm saying? Because he already built a fan base. He was already established. And, you know, when you built a consumer base like that, unless you piss them all off overnight, it's impossible to cancel somebody. And that's why there's a difference between boycotting and canceling. And they're trying to cancel Cube. It's not going to work because more conservative platforms are definitely going to let them on. And the liberal platforms are hypocritical because they don't want to let him on, which means they just want him canceled. They want him censored because that's the thing. One side is cool with censoring the other. They're cool with censoring the other, which is some dictatorship, non-democracy, communist bullshit. So, yeah, man, I want Cube on this. The fact that people are upset, I don't even know if they're upset because what he said on there. I think they're just upset because he went on there. But if everybody that's liberal is like, oh, nah, fuck you, Cube, we don't want you on here, and all the conservative platforms are like, yeah, come on, what is he supposed to do? He's just not supposed to promote his brands. He's not supposed to get his voice out there. You know, he's got a business called the Big Three, his own sports league, a black-owned sports league, which the NBA is also trying to kind of boycott and cancel as well. You know, so, yeah, I'm with Team Ice Cube on this, and I agree with pretty much everything Ice Cube said. And big ups to Tucker for having Cube on and whatnot. Thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast. And I'm out.